Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. A teenager has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of 8-year-old Ja Ravi Roy, who was struck by a stray bullet while lying in bed in his North York apartment last month. Toronto Police Chief Myron Demkew said that the teenager, who was 15 years old at the time of the shooting, has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder and 5 firearm offenses. He is now 16. 2 other youth suspects remain outstanding: Ibrahim Ibrahim, who's 17, and Amari Lidner, 18, both of Toronto, are wanted for first-degree murder. Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand says Canada is evaluating its relationship with Israel. Her remarks come after Prime Minister Mark Carney didn't hint that Ottawa plans to impose any consequences on Israel after it launched an attack on Qatar. Israel says it targeted senior Hamas leaders in the capital, Doha, yesterday, while the militant group was considering a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Canadians will learn tomorrow what the first major industrial projects will be under the Liberal government's plans to reduce economic reliance on the U.S. Prime Minister Mark Carney told Liberal MPs at a caucus retreat in Edmonton today that the projects align with the interests of Indigenous people and the country's climate goals. A former immigration minister says Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is stirring up anti-immigrant sentiments with his recent calls to scrap the temporary foreign worker program. Mark Miller says the program shouldn't be scrapped, but needs to be changed to tackle such problems as permit fraud. Jose Berríos will get the start for the Blue Jays tonight against Houston. The Blue Jays took the series opener last night in walk-off fashion. Toronto starts the day with a 3-game lead on New York and Boston in the American League East division standings. A few clouds tonight with a low of 9, sunny tomorrow with a high of 25, a mix of sun and cloud Friday and a high of 24. Right now it's 25 degrees in Brantford. I'm Ted Silver.